It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
Good evening from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Round County Senior High School up in on Viking Hill here in Moorhead, where it's a 61st District boys matchup as Fleming County, who defeated this Round County team 61-51 back on the 26th of January, has made the trip down Kentucky 32, and it's time for Round County to host this 61st District matchup. Fleming County's won three games in a row over Round County, but before that three-game winning streak, Round County themselves had won six of seven. So these two teams going back and forth over the last few years, and no matchup probably more memorable or forgettable, if you will, between these two teams. Back in the regional championship in 2023, Fleming County defeated Round County 60-45. Looks to be a good matchup tonight. Sean Thacker, the head coach of the Vikings, Buddy Biggs, head coach of the Panthers, and I'm sure some people tuned in and wondering maybe who won Mr. and Miss Round County, and I can go ahead and pass that info along. The award handed out on the hardwood just moments ago. Destiny Utterback is your Miss Round County, and Mr. Round County goes to none other than Weston Maxey, and Weston will actually be on the hardwood again as he is one of the starters for this Viking team. We'll give you your starting lineups and more when we come back as the Panthers and the Vikings set to do battle here on 96.3.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Round County Senior High School. Fleming County, Round County, set to face off about 12 minutes time or so. Let's take a look at this contest as Fleming County comes into this game 15-6 on the season. They are undefeated in region play at 7-0, 4-0. In district play, and we mentioned in the intro, Fleming County has won 3 games in a row against Round County. And when you look at their schedule overall, they've been flip-flopping. They lost 3 up at Lexington Catholic to end the year of 2023. Then they won 4 in a row against a couple Louisville opponents and some local foes. Lost 2 and now have won 2, so they can't seem to make up their mind as they keep flip-flopping back and forth with these wins and losses. For Round County, they have won 4 5 of their last 6, and that lone loss coming to Fleming County back last month, 61-51. Round County 13-7 overall, 7-2 in the region, 3-1 in district play, and obviously that one loss to this Fleming County squad that has made the trip to Moorhead today. For Fleming County, it's going to be the usual starting lineup, but there's one player I got to mention before we go into their starting lineup that will be coming off the bench. That's Austin James, a 6-foot senior. He had 8 threes against Bath County coming off the bench. Quite their performance, as both Hickerson and Hargett had over 20 points. Hargett almost breaking the 30-point barrier against Bath County. But it's going to be at a guard. Lucas Jolly, 6-foot junior, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds. Also at a guard will be a 6'3 junior, Seth Hickerson, 19 points, 5 rebounds, the leading scorer for the Panthers. And also at a guard will be Adam Hargett, 6'5 senior, 18 points and 4 rebounds. The two forwards will be a 6'3 senior, Isaac Fry, 9 points, 8 rebounds, the averages on the season for him. And 6'4 junior, Kane Roberts, will be your final starter at a forward. 3 points, 2 rebounds for the 6'4 junior. So at the guards, Jolly, Hickerson, and Hargett. At the forwards, Isaac Fry and Kane Roberts, and like we mentioned, Austin James will come off the bench. And after hitting those 8 threes against Bath County, don't be surprised if his minutes tick up just a little bit here tonight. For Round County, it's going to be the usual starting lineup. At a guard, a 6-foot senior, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds, the leading rebounder for the Vikings. It'll be Deshaun Watson. Also at a guard, a 5'9 junior, averaging 6 points. It'll be Jason Ingles. And your final guard in the starting lineup will be Braden Myris, 6'1 senior, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds. Couple forwards. It's going to be 6'2 senior Weston Maxey, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds, and Colby Wilburn, who just passed the 1,000-point mark. He now averages 19 points and 4 rebounds. The 6'2 senior will be the final starter. So it's going to be Watson, Ingles, and Myris at the guards. Maxey and Wilburn will be at the forwards. It's a really great crowd on hand. Obviously, the big rivalry between Fleming County and Round County in just about every sport, but probably none bigger than in basketball. And I'll say that both on the girls' side and the boys' side as well. But a lot of Fleming County faithful have made the trek down Kentucky 32, and a good amount of Round County fans here, obviously, for the basketball game, but for the Mr. and Miss Round County festivities that concluded before we came on the air again, Destiny Utterback and Weston Maxey. the Miss and Mr. Around County for this year. So congratulations to both of them. Under 10 minutes until we tip this one off. 61st District Basketball, Vikings and the Panthers coming up here on WIBY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include the large 16-ounce Chub Roll of Tennessee Pride Sausage, especially priced for only $6.59. Tyson Chicken Tenders are just $4.99 a pound. And 2 8-ounce trays of Baby Bell Mushrooms, whole or sliced, are only $5. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Few minutes away from tip-off between Fleming County and Round County here in boys basketball action on WIBY. Jared Stacy with you. Owen Monday back at the studio as I am flying solo tonight with you here on WIBY. And happy to have you along. A reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, ask that you do please buckle up. We want to keep you a listener here on WIBY for a long time to come. Big college basketball Saturday. Two games you'll be able, actually, you'll be able to catch all the games here on our series of stations. Moorhead State versus Tennessee Tech. That game, women's game at 2, men's game at 4. Tom Lewis and Chuck Mraz will bring you those games respectfully as well. We'll be respectful on the air, I'm sure. For the University of Kentucky, they are hosting number 5 Tennessee, number 10 the ranking 4 UK after a heartbreaker the other night to Florida, a game that went into overtime, so Kentucky looking to bounce back and get a victory over Tennessee. Tip-off between the Panthers and the Vikings when we come back here on WIBY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Back here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Brown County Senior High School as Colby Wilburn is being honored at midcourt by Coach Thacker and Jordan Mann. And being honored for scoring 1,000 points. And you look at the last few players to reach the 1,000-point mark, Chase Alderman, Mason Moore, Michael Antrobus. And one name up there sticks out, Kelly Wells. And he's actually in attendance tonight, the athletic director for Moorhead State. But he's pretty illustrious company that Wilburn joins as a 1,000-point scorer here at Round County Senior High School. Officials today are Gavin Ramsey will be our referee. U1 and U2 are Dave Anderson and Petey Harris. Fleming County all black uniforms, gold lettering and numerals with white trim. Coached by Buddy Biggs, 7-0 in the region, 4-0 in the district. Three straight wins against Round County, the latest one coming last week by 10-61-51. Home white uniforms for Round County, green lettering and numerals with gold trim. Green piping down the side. Coach Thacker, the head coach for the Vikings, 13-7, 7-2 overall, 3-1 in the district. Their lone loss coming to this Fleming County squad. But what a great crowd, about probably 80% or so filled here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Both sets of cheerleaders, the pep band is out. Happy to have you along here for Friday night high school basketball. Here on WIBY, and Jared Stacy with you on Monday back at the studio. Starting lineups again for you for Fleming County. Jolly, Hickerson, and Hargett at guards. Fry and Roberts at forwards. Watson, Ingles, and Myers at guards for Round County. Wilburn and Maxey will be at forwards. Round County getting fancy. Turning out the lights with and have a spotlight for the starting lineups for the home Vikings. And back on come the lights. If Round County can beat Fleming County, there's a possibility, and I say possibility because nothing's for certain with games left to play, but a possibility that a coin flip could decide the one seed in this 61st district. So, a lot to play here for both teams as Kevin Ramsey tosses that one up in the air, and it's controlled by Round County. With it is Myris. He goes left wing to Watson. 2-3 zone from Fleming County. Watson brings it straight away. Right wing Myris to Ingles in the corner. Right in front of the Fleming County bench. Back in between the circles, Myris. Left wing Watson. Thought about the three. Passed it up. Back to Myris. As Ingles now right of the circle. Right wing Maxie. Maxie to Myris. Left wing Ingles. Still yet to get it inside the arc. Round County. And we're almost 30 seconds in. Right wing with it is Myris to Ingles on the logo. Left wing to Maxie, and he throws it away. Trying to find Watson. Baseline left has it stolen away by Fry. Fry up the court. Jolly back to Fry. He whips it down low, but it goes right through the hands of Roberts. And when I say Isaac Fry just threw that ball about as hard as he possibly could, that was a fastball and a half. And Roberts wasn't ready for it, so a turnover each way. 45 seconds in. Myers across the Viking logo, moving from our left to right. Gets it to Watson. He'll bring it straight away now. Round County just kind of feeling out this 2-3 zone defense. Watson's going to penetrate to the elbow. Bounce pass to Maxie, and that's not a good pass. It's tipped and stolen away by Hargett. Jolly with it. Jolly will spin. Goes baseline. Tough runner-up. No, as he forced that shot up. Ingles comes away with the rebound, and Ingles has got numbers. He goes right to Myris. Three in transition is good, but steps is going to be the call by Dave Anderson. Before the three-point shot went up. And Coach Sacker having a quick chat with Dave Anderson. Looked like a good call to me. It did look like Myris did shuffle the feet. Or as my counterpart for ESPN Plus would say, shuffled the muffins, Dean Harden. 90 seconds in, we're still scoreless. Top of the key, Hargett, three's good. Finally, the lid comes off. And Round County's Myris wastes no time getting it up the court to Watson. Left wing. Watson puts it to the deck. Bounces it to Myris. Right wing three on the way. This one's good, and this one will count. Myris averaging 14-4. Top of the key with it, Fry. Penetrates. Left low block. Wraparound pass to Roberts is intercepted. Myris with the steal. To Ingles. To Maxie. Baseline right, and he loses it. And it's coming away with it will be Hargett. Great, great defense from Hickerson. Hickerson to Jolly, right in front of the Round County bench. Back to a trailing Hargett. Three on the way. In and out, no, and halfway home, but popped back out. 6 minutes left here, first quarter. 3-3 or score, Round County, Fleming County. Myris, right of the circle. Three on the way, no. This one rebound off to the left to Fry. Quickly up the court to Jolly, across the timeline, to the elbow. Runner from 10 up. No good, but it wouldn't have mattered as an offensive foul is going to be called as Deshaun Watson steps in and takes the contact. And that will be the first foul in this game as Lucas Jolly, the 6-foot junior, picks up his first. Little token full court pressure from Fleming County here. As Watson will cross the Viking head logo. Claudia hits court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Round County Senior High School, the location. 5.5 left, first quarter, still threes each way. Wilburn trying to break the tie, almost banks it in. As it spun around the cylinder and popped out. Jolly with the rebound and hits the brakes as he crosses the midcourt stripe. All the way baseline right, they get it to Roberts, and his pass is slapped up into the air and out of bounds by Braden Myris. Slow start to this one. Jolly with the trigger man in the corner, far corner that is, to Hargett. All the way around the horn, Roberts. Now left wing, Hickerson. Hickerson has his dribble, doesn't use it. Jolly will come and get it himself. Jolly on the logo. Penetrates right. Hands it off to Hargett. He'll take it to the right elbow. And the jumper is pure. Nothing but net there for Hargett. He's got all five for Fleming County. Myris, right wing. Wilburn wraps around under the bucket. In the corner to Maxie. Again, Maxie, Mr. Round County this year. A backdoor pass by Ingles is too low for Maxie to get his hands on. And that's going to be a turnover for Round County. As Preston Cropper will come in for Fleming County. And Gavin Myris in for Round County. So for Fleming County, again, Preston Cropper, 5'8", sophomore. Gavin Myers, a 6'2 junior, as Jolly met at the timeline by Watson. Bounces it right to Hickerson. Hickerson picks up his dribble, goes in the corner to Hargett. He'll line up the three, no good. Another rebound will come down to Fleming County's Jolly, but he had a foot on the baseline. Round County basketball, 5-3, 4:31 first quarter. Fleming County leading by a couple. Myers crossing half court. Moving from our left to right again, met by Cropper. Myers takes it to the elbow, skips it left wing, Ingles. Nice closeout by Jolly to prevent the three. Back to Watson, right wing, Wilburn. Wilburn, top of the key, Watson, left wing, Ingles. Bounces it baseline left to Gavin Myers. Gavin skips it to Watson. Baseline right now to Braden Myers. Tough laying up and good. Five for Braden Myers, 5-4 Adam Hargett so far. Midway through this first quarter, 5-5. Step's going to be called as Jolly gets it left wing to Cropper, and that's another turnover for Fleming County. Neither coach has to be pleased with how clean this game has started from a turnover perspective. Five apiece still. In the backcourt, Braden Myers gets it. And Fleming County will fall back into a 2-3 zone in the half-court set. Myers to Myers. It's Gavin with it. Bounces it right wing. Ingles. Three on the way. No good. High rebound that's pulled down by Jolly as he used every bit of that 6-foot frame to grab that one from Watson. Right wing Hickerson. Top of the key. Goes to Hargett. All the way around to Jolly, who's looped through on the left side. Has it in the corner. Jolly will penetrate to the elbow. Passes it back behind the arc to Hickerson. He'll shot fake. Euro step move. Shot off. Watson had a fingertip on the rebound. Gavin Myers just rips it away from about three players, one of them his own teammate. Gavin across the midcourt logo. Gets it to Wilburn. Back to Gavin. And now Braden. And Sean Thacker will call out a play, and Braden Myers will look back as assistant coach Tyler Maynard as well. Calling out a play, and Ingles will come and get it on the logo. Right wing to Wilburn. Top of the key, Myers. That's Gavin. Right wing, Wilburn again. Shot fake. Penetrate. Stops. Pops from about 16. No good. Offensive rebound, Watson. What a spin move. And a reverse lay-in for Deshaun Watson. That's pretty. Not many people stopping that play. Round County with the lead by two. Hargett picks up his dribble in the circle. Goes left wing to Cropper. Back to Hargett. Hargett shovels it off in the corner to Hickerson. Three on the way, no. Rebound comes down to Braden Myers. And Braden will keep it himself across the timeline. Right wing Wilburn. Wilburn to Myers. Left wing Watson to Gavin Myers. Gavin picks up his dribble on the wing, and Watson, a relief valve, gets it and will take it well out top and give it off to Wilburn. Now Gavin Myers will come back and run the offense. Right wing to Ingles. Still 2-3 zone from Fleming County. Man-to-man from Round County is what we've seen. Right wing Ingles in the paint to Braden. Braden turns on the elbow. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it to Gavin Myers. Left wing three. Good. Gavin Myers only averages 2 on the season per game. But he comes into this one firing from behind the arc and connects on his first. Hickerson takes it to the free throw line where he's going to be fouled. Believe that's going to be on Gavin Myers. That's who it looked like. It will be. That'll be Gavin's first, Round County's first. Robertson, also Austin James for Fleming County. Maxie will stay in as it will be Braden Myers going to the bench. And the inbound pass goes in the backcourt as Jace Winkleman is checked in for the Vikings. That is who replaced Braden. Across the midcourt stripe, penetrating all the way to the left low block is Hickerson, and a nice fancy footwork there on Gavin Myers' left low block to get that lay in. Wilburn with it, in between the circles, Gavin Myers. Now Maxie left wing, under 90 seconds first quarter, Round County leading by three. Gavin Myers, left wing Maxie, shot fake, takes it to the free throw line, right wing. This time it is Wilburn who will fire a 3-0. Winkleman gets a hand on the rebound, and Watson will come away with it. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Brown County as it was last off of Roberts. Jolly back in for Fleming County. Cropper, James, Jolly, Hargett, and Roberts, your 5-4. Fleming County for Round County, it's Gavin Myers, Watson, Wilburn, Maxey, and Winkleman. Inbound pass goes to Watson. He'll take it to the elbow, and what a friendly roll he gets there off the rim as it will fall. Watson now with 4 in the lead at 5. Jolly takes it into the painted area, picks up his dribble there, gets it to Hargett baseline right, 15-foot jumper off, rebound Winkleman. Winkleman takes it across the timeline. Winkleman bounces it to Wilburn right wing. Wilburn takes it to the circle, left wing Watson, shot fake to the elbow. Right wing, Gavin Myers, he'll let another one fly, this one off back iron. No good, Hargett with the rebound. Find the lead, approaching 30 seconds left, first quarter. Jolly takes it into the paint. Left wing, James, 3, no. He hit 8 against Bath County not too long ago. That one off. And we are under 30 seconds. Wilburn will hand it off to Watson, and it looks like Round County's going to hold for one shot. Watson, still in between the circles, goes left to Gavin Myers. Right wing, Watson, all the way in the corner, Winkleman, history, nothing but net, face Winkleman from downtown. And Jolly is going to be hit at the timeline, and Gavin Myers is going to be called for the block. Jolly looked a little bit out of control, but he'll get benefit of the doubt being the offensive player. And Gavin Myers will pick up his second foul, team second, 0.7 seconds left, Round County leading by 8. They do have enough time to get a quick, and I mean quick, shot off. Inbound to Hargett. He'll heave it up, and it's good! And he hit it from behind the arc. That'll count as 3. And I mean, he caught it, threw it up in just a split second. And that cuts the lead to 5-4, Round County 15-10. Round over Fleming through one quarter here on WIBY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Adam Hargett with 8 points in that first quarter, and that's what's keeping Fleming County in this game, and a 3 from the right corner with 0.7 seconds left on the clock. Able to go down, and Round County still with the lead, though, by 5, 15-10. Fleming County with it. Top of the key, Hickerson to Hargett in the right corner where he just hit that buzzer beater. No good. Watson with the rebound. Right wing, Winkleman. Winkleman, Watson, Braden Myers, White, and also Maxey has Slade White in for the first time. Fleming County in a 2-3 zone. They have Hickerson and James, Fry, Hargett, and Jolly, the 5 for them. Watson goes right wing to Maxey. Top of the key, Watson. 4 for Watson, 5 for Myers in that first quarter. Right wing, Maxey fires a 3. Good. Weston Maxey gets in on the 3-point action. And the first bucket in this second quarter goes Round County's way. Across the logo, Hargett. Hargett takes it to the elbow, spins back, and gives it to Jolly behind the arc. Man-to-man steal from Round County. Jolly drifting to the right side. Crossover dribble. And bounces it to nobody as Hickerson on the left wing zigs when Jolly thought he was going to zag. And that's a turnover for Fleming County. And Jolly just taps his chest and says, hey, that one's on me. So Brown County will get the basketball back. Braden Myers, who has checked back in after a quick breather in the end of the first quarter, gives it left wing to Watson. Back to Myers, and an illegal screen is going to be called. And that is going to be on White. Slade White picking up his first. Team's first of the quarter. Keep in mind, in high school now, the fouls reset after each quarter. And on the fifth team foul, The opposing team will shoot two free throws. The one-on-one no longer exists. Right wing, Fry with it. Hits a cutting Jolly, who was fouled as soon as he got his paws on the basketball. That's going to be on Winkleman, so Round County has two quick fouls. Less than a minute 30 into this second quarter. Jolly, the trigger man, to our left. Hits Hargett, cutting towards the bucket. A lot of contact, no call. Offensive rebound, Fry. It ends up in the hands of Myris. And Round County, I think, got away with some contact there as Hargett looked like he was hit. Myris, though, takes it coast to coast. He misses the lay-in. Rebound tipped around, and after hitting three players' hands, it comes down to Fleming County's Roberts. To Jolly across the midcourt stripe. Right wing, Hickerson. Hickerson to the right elbow. Spins back baseline. Hits Fry on the baseline. The jumper is too long, though, and Myris unable to corral the rebound, and it'll stay with Fleming County on their end. Fleming County inbounding. Inbounded to Hickerson. 2 of 5 from behind the arc for Fleming County in that first half. 4 of 11 overall, 36%. Round County, 6 of 12 from the field overall. 3 of 7 from behind the arc as Hargett had it. And now to Hickerson, back to Hargett. And it's going to be off the Round County fingertip again as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. 5:56, second quarter. 8 the lead for Round County. Fleming County inbounding to our left. Triggered into Hickerson. Hickerson brings it well out top on the wing. Now over to Jolly, right side in the corner to Roberts. Roberts penetrates on Watson. Passes it left of the circle. Hargett, plenty of space. 3-0, offensive rebound. Roberts, put back, no. Put back on another offensive rebound by Hickerson, no. But he'll go to the line and shoot some free throws. As Watson will pick up his second, or his first rather, team's third. Hickerson will go to the line and shoot two. Hickerson, 59 of 70, 84% strong free-throw shooter. First one on the way and good. Wilburn in, Ingles comes in for Round County. Winkleman and Watson take a breather. As Cropper in for Fleming County replacing Fry, nothing but net on both free-throws for Hickerson. He's got four. Myris walking it up the court. Across the midcourt stripe. Takes the top of the key, left wing Ingles. Ingles almost throws it away, almost tipped up by Hickerson, but Myris still able to get it. Right wing Wilburn, still 2-3 from Fleming County. Top of the key, Myris. Into the paint, bounce pass off to Maxey. Gets two defenders up in the air, but it's travel's going to be called. So turnover Round County. No argument at all, really, from any of the Round County bench. Across the logo with it is Jolly. Penetrates into the paint. Nice dump off to Cropper, but his lay-in hits the bottom of the rim. He missed that up badly. Myris left wing spins into the paint. Little floater up and good. Myris with 7. Lead at 8. Jolly to the right wing. Further in the corner, he kicks it to Hickerson. Count the bucket. We're going to have a foul away from the play. So the target will get tacked with the foul for a push in the back, it looked like Gavin Myris was signaling. So Roberts will come to the bench as Fry checks back in. And it's the team's first in this quarter, first on Hargett. But the three did count. Across the timeline, Myris. Left wing, Maxey. Maxey, three on the way. No good. Rebound will come down to Cropper. Cropper gets it to Jolly. Left wing, Hargett. He'll fire up a three and knock it down. Hargett's got 11. Myris on the Claudia Hicks court logo on the far side of the court, right in front of the Round County fans. Brings it middle of the court, in between the circles, right wing Maxey to Myris, left wing Ingles, dumps it off to White, baseline left. White hits a cutting Myris. Myris goes up with the left hand, nobody's fouled, and Hargett will pick up his second. Team second. Brayden Myris will go to the line and shoot a couple free throws. 80% free throw shooter on the year. First one's good. So
He'll shoot one more. And it's good. He's got 9. 4 the lead for Round County. Swimming County had cut it to 2. Right wing Jolly, left of the circle Cropper. Cropper bounces it to Hickerson, left corner. Hickerson puts it to the deck, takes it to the right elbow, all the way into the painted area. Wild shot off the glass. No, rebound White. Outlet to Myris. Myris is going to push it. Hits Winkleman. Near corner. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound will come down to Myris. Offensive rebound. His pass is right into the chest of Hickerson. He never saw him. Turnover Round County. Hickerson stops. Pops for 3. Top of the key. No. Rebound to Fry. Somehow finds a cutting Hickerson who will lay it up and in. Myris. Across the Viking head logo here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Right wing to Wilburn. Wilburn. Looking at that zone defense from Fleming County, it's what we've seen all night long. A couple times they've done some token full court man, but Myris slows it down and will hold on the logo. Left wing Ingles, right of the circle, Wilburn. Wilburn looking at that 2-3 zone still. Gets it back from Ingles, right wing Myris. Briefly thought about the 3, passes it up to Wilburn, left wing Ingles. They feed it to Winkleman, left low block. Pass, right wing, to Myris. 3's there. That's Braden Myris knocking down another one. He's got 12. Jolly, left of the circle, Fry for Fleming County. The lead at 5. Cropper penetrates baseline, tries to hit a cutting target. It's intercepted by Myris. Myris, behind the back dribble, into the painted area. Top of the key, Wilburn, all alone, 3. Yes, sir! The newest 1,000-point scorer in Round County history knocks down a big 3 out top. And pushes the lead back to 8 for Round County. Left wing, Cropper, his 3, good. After a slow start, we're heating up both ways, folks. 2:15, second quarter. Myris, Braden Myris, being guarded tightly by Cropper, but then they'll fall back, them being Fleming County in that 2-3 zone. Right wing, Ingles. Ingles will bring it out top, where he holds. Right wing Wilburn, enough space for him to fire another 3 and another make. Wilburn just 30 seconds ago had no points, now he's got 6. Jolly, crossover dribble on Ingles. Right wing Hickerson behind the arc, now to Hargett. Hargett, left of the circle, Hickerson. Hickerson still holding, goes left to Cropper. Cropper takes it into the circle, behind the arc, Fry. Fry, trying to find Hargett, is going to penetrate himself. Hits a cutting Jolly on the right baseline, and Jolly lays it up and in. His first points. 1:22, second quarter. Myris just now getting across the timeline. Left wing to Ingles. Right wing to Wilburn. Wilburn now to Ingles. He'll penetrate. Stop, pop from the left elbow. That jumper off. Rebound is going to be grabbed by White and Hargett, but White's going to get called for the foul. That's going to be his second, team's 4th. With 1:03 left, second quarter, and a 6-point lead for the Vikings as Watson will come in. White will go to the bench. Hargett flips it into Jolly. Jolly being guarded by Ingles, goes right to Fry on the right wing. Fry skips it to Hargett, left of the circle. He'll fire up a 3. Good. Hargett now with 4 threes and a deuce. That's 14 if my math's right. 42 seconds left, Round County leading by 3. Right wing to Ingles, back to Myris. Myris asks for a screen from Wilburn. Goes left to Watson, bounce back to Myris. All well behind the arc with 24 seconds left, first half. Watson takes it to the left side, still holding himself. Now gives it to Myris, 16 seconds. 4-3 the lead, rather, for Round County. They can extend it as we head into the half. 10 seconds left, top of the key, Wilburn. He'll fire it with 8 seconds. Good! 3 threes here in this second quarter. Jolly at three-quarter court, 2 seconds. From mid-court, Jolly, it's good if it goes, and my goodness, it almost did. And we head to the half, 34-28, Round County leading over Fleming County. 2 quarters in the books. We'll come back and talk about this one when we come back.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, a very exciting first half. Fleming County started off with the early lead, then Round County led by as many as eight in half number one, and they lead by six here at halftime, 34-28. And what a first half it was for Braden Myris. 12 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from behind the arc. He also had 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Also notable to mention, Wilburn with 9, all coming in the later parts of the second quarter. Watson had 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists for Round County. Also scoring, Maxey had a 3. And also Myris, Gavin Myris, and Jace Winkleman hitting a 3 themselves as well. For Fleming County, Adam Hargett with 14, 9 for Hickerson. No surprise, those two are the leading scorers. 3 for Cropper and 2 for Lucas Jolly. No one with more than 3 rebounds, and actually only one with 3 rebounds. That's Isaac Fry. He was held scoreless, but did have 3 total rebounds. And Lucas Jolly, only 2 points and 2 rebounds, but does have 4 dimes in half number one. Randy Stacy has made the trek back to Moorhead, and he will give you some team statistics and talk a little bit about the Moorhead State game and the UK game that you'll be able to catch here on our series of stations after half 34-28. Halftime here in Moorhead, Round County leading.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Fleming County hit 10 of 27 from the field for 37%, 6 of 12 from behind the arc, 50%, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 100%. Round County, 12 of 22 for 54.5% from the field, 8 of 14, 57.1% from three-point range, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line also. Rebounds, Round County had 15 to 12 for the Panthers. Leading Round County with the, among those 15 rebounds was Braden Myers with 5. Three fouls called on Fleming County, 2 of those on Hargett, 6 fouls called on Round County, 2 on Gavin Myers and Slade White. 7 assists for Fleming County, 4 of those for Lucas Jolly, 10 assists for Round County, 4 of those for Deshaun Watson. 6 turnovers on the Panthers, 8 on the Vikings. No block shots in the half, 4 steals for Fleming County, 2 for Round County. Points off turnovers, 5 for the Panthers, 3 for the Vikings. Second chance points, 4 apiece, and 3 points off the bench for Fleming County and 6 for Round County. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg.
Did you remind the fans about college basketball tomorrow in the
Did not get to that, but we will be on at 9 o'clock in the morning with Viking Sports Extra. You can grab the college there.
Moorhead State back in action tomorrow. The women tip at 2, the men tip at 4. Can be heard right here on WIVY 96.3. And number 5 Tennessee at number 10 UK, 8:30 p.m. And Randy, will that be on WKCA tomorrow?
I certainly assume so.
I have not heard anything different, so 97.7 WKCA will have that UK game, 8:30 tip-off. What a crowd, though. don't know if you were tuned in on the way back into Moorhead and heard me mention it, but
yeah, you called it 80%. That's about right. But if you look at the parking lots, you think it's 110%. There's no parking out there.
The concession line is all the way to the gym door.
Yeah.
I mean, the concession line, no joke, is probably 40 deep. Jolly, Hickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Roberts again, the five for Fleming County. Watson, Maxey, Braden Myris, Ingalls, and Wilburn, the five for Round County. And just in case you're tuning in and wondering, well, wasn't tonight Mr. and Miss Round County night? Well, it was. Destiny Utterback is Miss Round County, and Weston Maxey, who I just mentioned, was Mr. Round County. So again, congratulations to both of them. Round County leading by six, and they inbound, moving from our right to left. Quarter number three underway. Watson in the painted area to Maxey. Hits Ingalls, far corner. Pops out of his hands, but he keeps possession. Back to Wilburn. Wilburn, three, in and out, no. Rebound will come down to Fry. Fry up the court to Hargett. Penetrates to the free throw line. Near corner, Hickerson, three on the way. Good. Much needed three there for Fleming County to start this second quarter. Myris walks it across the midcourt stripe. We are in Moorhead up on Viking Hill, Round County Senior High School. Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. Owen Monday back at the studio. Myris goes left to Watson. Right wing goes to Ingalls. His three, good. He answers back, and that's his first bucket of this contest. Jolly hits the brakes as he crosses the midcourt stripe right in front of Press Row. Fleming County black uniforms, home whites for Round County. Dave Anderson, Petey Harris, Gavin Ramsey are officials as Watson picks the pocket of Fry. Turnover Fleming County. Watson in the corner, Maxey. Shot fake. Gets it to Wilburn. He'll penetrate. Nice move in the paint, and somehow it trickles out. Holy cow, that one went halfway home and popped back out, but Dave Anderson has a foul call on Isaac Fry. That's going to be his first. And Wilburn will go to the line and shoot two free throws. And, Randy, one other thing you missed before the game, Kobe Wilburn was recognized at midcourt for being the newest 1,000-point club. First free throw good from Wilburn. I even got a Kelly Wells plug in because he's over here as a member of the 1,000-point club.
It was real nice of the folks at Menifee County to mention that about the Colby the other night in that game.
Second free throw is good, so 11 now for Wilburn. At the four-minute mark in the second quarter, he didn't have a point, and the lead back to eight at the midcourt circle. Hargett, and he has it back tipped and stolen by Ingalls, and it is going to be last off of Ingalls out of play. Great play to poke it away from Hargett, as Hargett never saw him coming. Jolly inbounds right in front of his own bench to Hargett, back to Jolly. Jolly takes it to the wing, penetrates all the way right, low block, kick stuck in no man's land, but finds Hargett as a relief valve. Hargett skip pass to Hickerson. Hickerson being guarded man-to-man, gets past Myris, bounce pass off to Fry, one strong dribble down, shot up, no, rebound tipped, batted around, Hickerson has it, and he's going to be fouled by Watson, and Watson got him straight across the arm. That's going to be a foul all day, every day, and probably twice on Sundays. You could have called that one from Fleming County. So Watson picks up his second, team's first. Inbound to Hargett on the left elbow. Hits it, Hickerson. Hickerson's going to be fouled. Hit by Braden Myris as he goes up for the shot. We're going to have a couple free throws as Braden will pick up his first, team's second. Hickerson to the line to shoot a pair. Hickerson on the season, we mentioned, just shy of 85% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way and no good.
Can't figure that out. He's a great shooter. Struggles from the line sometimes.
Eight the lead. Make it seven as the second free throw is good for Hickerson. Watson's going to bring it up this time. Watson hits the brakes in between the circles. Looking at the 2-3 zone, we saw Fleming County in about 98% of that first half. Watson left wing, Ingalls. No look pass to Myris. Myris in the painted area finds Wilburn. Near corner three on the way. Good. Wilburn now with 14. As he and Hargett both tied for the most points in this game so far. In the paint, Jolly goes. Gets it to Fry. Shot no good. But they're going to call a foul. It's a late whistle and the Round County fans don't like it. But at the end of the day, the right call looks to be made as Wilburn will pick up his first, team's third. Dave Anderson on the call. And I can tell you right now, folks, you're rarely ever going to hear me say anything about Dave Anderson in a negative light. So that man's officiated more games than I've seen. As Fry, no good on the first free throw. He'll shoot one more.
Up, and it'll fall as he gets a friendly roll. He splits a pair, his first points, as Myers will walk it up. A little token pressure there from Hargett, and then Fleming County falls back into that 2-3 half-court set. Watson, left wing, Wilburn, contested three, may have been partially blocked. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it was not partially blocked because they're going to give the ball to Fleming County.
Just a bad shot.
Maybe a little bit of a heat check. He'd made four of his last five.
Yep.
Nine the lead for Round County, 5:20 third quarter. Fleming County with it. Jolly, baseline right to Fry. Fry goes up with a shot. Count it. And the foul as Wilburn will pick up another foul, I believe. They're going to call it on Ingles, actually. So Round County already with 14 fouls. That's Ingles first. Fry at the line to shoot one. Makes it and finishes the three-point play. And he gets a quick 4 points to cut this lead to six. And Sean Thacker is letting Petey Harris know his opinion as Myers across the timeline to the left elbow. Brings it out behind the arc on the wing. Midcourt circle, it goes to Watson. Watson goes left to Myers. Myers takes it straight away now. Bounces it to Wilburn. It's kicked off of Maxey's hands. He saves it in, Wilburn does, to Myers. Baseline right, Watson. To Ingles near corner. Ingles, floater left baseline. Good, from five. Ingles now with a quick 5 points in this third quarter. Top of the key. In transition, Roberts fires the three. No good. Rebound, baseline right to Hickerson. Finds Jolly. The lefty fires up the three. No good. Watson gets the rebound off the hand of Roberts. Watson across the midcourt stripe. Watson skips it. Left side, Ingles. Little head fake. Goes baseline. Whips it out top to Wilburn. He saves it from being a backcourt violation to Maxey. Maxey, left wing, Ingles. Three on the way. Good. And it was further in the corner than the wing, I would say. And Ingles with eight here in the third quarter. Timeout, Fleming County. It's a full one, and we'll step aside as well. Largest lead of the ball game at 11 for Round County midway through third quarter here on WIBY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Well, they switched that, Randy, to a 30-second timeout on us at the last second, so just one spot there. And not a full timeout, just a 30 by Coach Buddy Biggs in Fleming County. Largest lead of the game for Round County at 11, 47-36. Just shy of the midway point here in the third quarter. Full court pressure from Round County. Ingles guarding Roberts, and Roberts finds Fry up in the front court. Fry is going to penetrate into the paint, backing down on Wilburn. Shot over top of Wilburn, no good. Textbook defense by Wilburn, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound against Fleming County. And that's going to go on Fry. That is his second, team second. And keep in mind, Fleming County will shoot two free throws on common fouls by Round County the remainder of this quarter. Watson bounces it to Myers at three-quarter court. Myers across the Viking logo. Claudia Hicks Court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium at Round County Senior High School. Myers right to Watson, left wing Ingles. Myers now left baseline, up with the shot, and that's going to be a charge. Fry steps in and takes the charge. Braden Myers will pick up his second, team's fifth. Offensive foul by Round County, so no free throws. Great job there by Fry stepping in and taking the contact. He was set in plenty of time. 3:40, third quarter, 11 still the lead. Fleming County won last week by 10 over Round County. Round County trying to get some revenge. Hickerson passes it to the Fleming County bench. No one at all on that right side. He did have Cropper down in the corner, but he was never going to get to that one. So Round County basketball back. Gavin Myers, Braden Myers, Watson, Ingles, and Wilburn, the 5-4 of the Vikings. Still 2-3 zone by Fleming County. Cropper, Hickerson, Fry, Hargett, and Jolly, the 5 for them. Approaching 3 minutes third quarter. Right wing Wilburn with it. In between the circles, Gavin Myers, and he throws it away. Intercepted by Jolly. Jolly, Eurostep move up with the lane, and good. Still in a bucket for Lucas Jolly. Ingles gets it to the midcourt stripe to Braden Myris. Braden on the left side, bounces it in the corner right in front of the Round County bench to Watson. He goes baseline, finds Gavin Myris. He's doubled, kicks it behind the arc to Braden. He'll go baseline, jumper from 10. No good, rebound Braden Myris. He goes back up strong with it and gets the lay-in. And Myris with his first bucket in the second half. Right wing Hickerson, top of the key Hargett. Left wing Proper behind the arc. Proper works it in the corner to Jolly. Still man-to-man by Coach Sacker and the Vikings. Jolly penetrating on Braden Myris. Takes it into the chest of Wilburn. Another great defensive play by Wilburn, and he'll come down with the rebound. Round County pushing it. Myris takes it into the painted area, and he has a wide-open lane to the bucket. And we have a timeout, Fleming County, as Buddy Biggs is not happy whatsoever as Round County lead at 13. We'll step aside as Round County in control here on WIBY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Randy Stacy to my left. I'm his favorite son, Jared Stacy, here on WIVY. As Round County leads Fleming County 13 points, 51-38. 2:20 left in this third quarter as Jolly gets it across the timeline. Winkleman in. Jolly will find Hickerson right wing. That three clangs off the iron and off the arm of Ingles out of play. Not much Ingles could have done there. Such an awkward rebound. That is the definition of a forced shot if I've ever seen one right there by Hickerson. Don't think that was the look Hickerson was looking for. And Hickerson has it stolen away on the inbound. Gavin Myris gets the steal and will get it across the court to Wilburn, who takes it into the front court. Wilburn goes up with the shot high off the glass. What an angle, and he gets the finish. 16 for Myris, 16 for Wilburn. Jolly across the logo, goes right to Fry. He'll step into a three in transition. Good. Isaac Fry with seven now. And the lead at 12, 1:45, third quarter. Round County in front, still by double digits. Watson, right of the circle. Little shake and bake, right wing to Wilburn. He'll fire up a three. Good. Wilburn's feeling it. Wilburn's got 19 now as Matt Winkleman almost picks the pocket of Jolly right in front of press row, but it's last off of Winkleman, so it'll go to Fleming County. Largest lead of the ball game at 15, Randy.
It's getting a little scary for Buddy Biggs, I'd say, even though there's plenty of time left, but you don't like to get further behind than this.
It's getting into danger zone here. Still, like you said, plenty of time. Fry takes one step in front of the arc, picks up his dribble, back to Jolly. Jolly, little crossover move on Winkleman, almost walks with it, finds Hargett cutting towards the bucket. Baseline right to Fry. Fry, right wing Jolly. Minute 08 left third quarter. Long possession here for Fleming County. Crossover dribble by Jolly, takes it into the paint. Dump off pass down low to Cropper is off his hands. Ingles got a hand in the passing lane. Wilburn comes away with it. Wilburn across the logo, right of the circle to Winkleman and back to Watson. Left wing Wilburn, thought about the heat check, instead penetrates, up with the shot. He loses it as he goes up, but a lot of contact, and he'll go shoot two. Foul will go on Jolly. That is his second. Team third of the quarter, and Wilburn will shoot a pair. This one will give him 20. He's at his average right now, 19, and the first one falls. Roberts back in. Fry will catch a breather. Wilburn will shoot one more with 46 ticks left on the clock. This would push the lead to 17. It falls. So 21 for Wilburn, and he's going to come catch a breather. And well-deserved breather at that. 9 in the first half, 12 here in this quarter. Quarter number 3 in the lead at 17. Quick give and go. That's almost turned over for Fleming County. Ends up in the hands of Jolly. And Jolly looking at full court pressure by Myris and Maxey. He gets it up on the right wing, though, to Hickerson to break the count. Back to Jolly. 3 in transition is good. And that's looked like a walk all day, but no call. And Coach Sacker and company are livid. Watson will walk it up. Watson across the logo. Holding there with 19 seconds. Lead at 14. And Coach Sacker is letting Gavin Ramsey hear it. And he's just voicing his displeasure at Petey Harris. And Gavin's letting him have it, letting him vent. As round counting, Watson to the elbow. Turns it over, trying to get it left wing. Jolly will take it from coast to coast. 2 seconds left. And a 5-point swing to end the quarter in Fleming County. Trails by 12. Still plenty of time left in this one as Coach Sacker is letting Petey Harris hear it as we head to the break. Round County leading by 12 here on WIVY.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
5-0 run to end the third quarter for Fleming County. And they get the add-on. And they get the ball to start the fourth. 58-46, Round County leading by 12. Looking to get some revenge after the 10-point loss to Fleming County last week. In the backcourt, grabs it, is Hickerson. He'll take it into the front court. Brings it all the way to the right wing. Fakes the pass, shot up, no, but a foul going to be called. I believe Winkleman got him on the arm. Nope, scratch that, make it Braden Myris. Myris will pick up his third. 2 shots for Hickerson. First one spins out. He'll shoot another one. It's 3 of 5 from the line. Make that 3 of 6 as he misses both. And those are points you desperately need if you're Fleming County, especially with the clock stopped. 20 seconds in fourth quarter. Braden Myris, Ingles, Winkleman, White, and Maxey in for Round County as Winkleman has it left wing. Winkleman will penetrate. Pass across the court to Braden Myris. Still 2-3 zone from Fleming County. James, Hickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Jolly defy for Fleming County as they still sit in that 2-3 zone. Myris takes it to the right side. Myris to Hickerson. Winkleman, rather. Being guarded by Hickerson. He'll go back right to Braden Myris. Pass back out in between the circles to Winkleman. Right wing Maxey. Says no on that 3 and we'll get it back to Winkleman. Now Ingles looking to be doubled. Ingles finds Maxey right wing to Winkleman. Now back to Ingles. Left wing Myris all the way in the corner. White shot fake. Brings it back out to the wing. Bounces it now to Braden Myris. Round County looking content to eat quite a bit of clock. Braden Myris inside the arc. Braden, bounce pass. White lay in there. Left of the rim. Slade White has his first points in this game as Jolly across the logo. Right wing to Hickerson. Spin move by Hickerson. Pass down low to Jolly is a beautiful pass. It's off the fingertips of Ingles, and Jolly's able to get it back, though, and finish. He's in double figures with 11. Lead back at 12. It's been as much as 17. Winkleman. Far sideline on the Claudia Hicks court logo, and the timeout's going to be taken by Sean Thacker. A 30-second timeout taken by the Vikings. We'll keep it right here with Brown County leading by 12. Big thanks to Charlie Charles for the stat sheet that he provides after each quarter. Round County's outscored Fleming County in each quarter, 15-10, 19-18, and 24-18. And the lead sits at 12.
Came back in the third quarter alone. Fleming County now up, shot up 50%, now up to 41%. Round County, 73% in that quarter, now up to 61%.
And it started off slow. I know you weren't here for it, but it was a slow start. Both teams kind of filling each other out a little bit.
Like three turnovers in the first five possessions.
Yeah, it was not a pretty start, but it's been a dandy of a game. Fleming County, though, trying to scrape back into this one. They trail by 12 with 6:18 left in the fourth. White to inbound, and White will throw it in the backcourt to Braden Myers. Man-to-man defense now from Fleming County as they are going to mix it up. Myers penetrates, shovels it off. It's going to be off a Fleming County player. Myers with it back, taps it back to Wilburn. Three no good. Ball's on the deck. Hickerson comes away with it. Hargett, right wing, three in transition. Good. Hargett, his first points of this second half. He's got 17 as Watson across the timeline. Watson, lead at single digits now for Round County at 9. Ingles, right wing, top of the key. Myers, he answers back with a three. Braden Myers with 19. Wilburn's got 21. Hargett in between the circles. Left wing Roberts. Roberts baseline left Fry with the foot on the three-point line. Goes baseline. Shot fake. Passes it baseline right and it hits the end line. Turnover Fleming County is Fry with a bad pass trying to find Hargett. Missed free throws and unforced turnovers. Fleming County's problem right now. 5.5, fourth quarter, at three-quarter court, Watson with it, and he throws it right into the hands of Jolly. Jolly behind the back dribble, shot over top of Watson's there. 13 for Jolly now, and that's an unforced error by Round County. Watson bounces it to Myers. Myers at the timeline, gets it back over to Watson. Watson gets it across the timeline, but not in time. 10-second call. Turnover Round County. Cropper will come back in. Roberts will come to the bench. And Round County, it looks like to me, Randy, they're playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
Yeah, but you're right. Totally unforced on that pass, that last one.
Hargett to Jolly. Back to Hargett, the inbounder. His three no good. Rebound Wilburn. Wilburn to Braden Myers across the midcourt stripe. Myers picks up his dribble. Finds Ingles in the corner. Now to Wilburn. Wilburn will take it into the painted area, and he's going to be fouled and will go shoot two. Jolly will pick up the foul. It'll be his third. Team's first of the quarter. One foul each way in this quarter. Wilburn gets a friendly roll, and it'll fall on the first attempt. Gavin Myers in. Slade White will come to the bench. Second one on the way and good. 23 now for Wilburn as Jolly met at the timeline by Myers. That's Braden Myers, and Jolly just throws it to the cheerleaders. It's like the third or fourth time we've seen miscommunication between Jolly and Hickerson specifically. 1-2-1-1, if you will. Full court pressure as they do break the pressure and get it to Wilburn. Right wing, Braden Myers. Myers takes it into the painted area. Left wing, Ingles, three on the way. No good. Rebound will come down to Fry, and he'll take it on the run. Fry across the logo. Fry is going to have it tipped up in the air and stolen away by Watson. Watson takes it. Right low block, shot up, no, but he's walloped on the shot, and he'll go shoot a couple. Foul will go on Cromper. That's his first, team second of the quarter. Watson will shoot two, line left. First free throws of the game for Watson. Good on the first. One more free throw coming for Watson. And it's good. Round County has yet to miss free throw. 10 of 10 from the free throw line. 14 the lead. It's been as much as 17. 4-10, fourth quarter. Baseline left, Fry with it for Fleming County. Man-to-man both ways now. As Fry looking, has his pass tipped by Wilburn, stolen by Gavin Myers. 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. Gavin, right wing Braden. Braden with a quick shot fake. And will now bring it straight away. 67-53, Round County. in control. Braden Myers takes it left low block. Nice shot, or tough shot up. Nice use of the glass, but it just sits on the cylinder and trickles off. Fleming County's Hickerson the other way. Hargett left wing back to Hickerson, now to Jolly. Jolly spins, dumps it off. Wide open, Fry left low block as Wilburn came over to help, and Fry has all his points here in the second half, and it's 9, and a 30-second timeout taken by Fleming County. The lead sits at 12 for Round County.
Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractor have an unbelievable combination of power and utility. From 69 to 100 PTO horsepower, Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg.
12 to lead for Round County. 3:32 left in this one. Round County to inbound to go length of the court. Maxie will inbound, full court pressure from Fleming County. 2-2-1 full court pressure. Maxie inbounds to Wilburn. Back to Maxie, now back to Wilburn. Yet to get across the timeline. They will now bounce it to Watson. Watson, right wing Gavin Ramsey. Make it Gavin Myers, excuse me. Gavin Ramsey, one of the officials. First time I mixed that one up. Braden Myers with it now, right of the circle. Watson. Watson inside the arc. Back behind to Gavin Myers. And now to Braden Myers. Still Braden Myers on the logo. He'll take it to the right wing. Now spins baseline. Braden whips it out top. Wilburn. Wide open. Three. Wilburn. No good. Rebound and a putback for Watson, though, as he goes unchecked. No one had a body on him. He's got 8. Lead back to 14. Fry gets the feed. Baseline left by, that is proper, and his shot's blocked away by Watson. Maxie across the logo. Maxie, spin move in the paint, and he's going to be fouled. Reach-in foul going to be called on Jolly. That's his fourth, team's third of the quarter. With 2:38, fourth quarter, the lead at 14. Gavin Myers windbound to our left. 23 for Wilburn, 19 for Braden Myers. Inbound Wilburn, left wing, three is no good. Short, rebound into the lap of Jolly. Jolly has it poked away by Gavin Myers. He'll get it up to Maxie as Maxie's back to Watson. And Round County's going to eat a little bit more clock off under 2:22, fourth quarter. 14 the lead. Wilburn goes baseline, lays it up and in. Wilburn with 25. And with 4 minutes left in the second quarter, folks, he had 0 points. And Round County is going to get the basketball back as Fleming County's Hargett miscommunication with Hickerson again. I'll tell you what, Randy, I call it like I see it. This Fleming County team looks way off, like way, way off from last week.
Well, they didn't get behind like this last week.
True. They just looked so bamboozled, flustered, whatever adjective you want to use. 2:05, fourth quarter. Myers gets it to Wilburn across the timeline. Now to Watson. Watson, midcourt logo to Myers. Timeout Sean Thacker with Round County leading by 16. 30-second timeout by the Vikings. Morehead State on the road at Tennessee Tech. 2-4 the times for the women's and the men's game. And Tad, former trainer or manager, if you will, here at Round County and now works for Preston Spradlin, actually texted me and said you'll have a contingent tuned in down in Nashville. 16 the lead, as more games can be heard right here on WIBY. And then UK hosting number 5 Tennessee, UK ranked number 10 themselves, 8:30 tip off. 97.7 WKCA will broadcast that one. Anything you want to plug?
9 o'clock in the morning, Viking Sports Extra. I think we're doing archery and maybe boys track and maybe more.
Is Randy Wallace going to be there?
He better be.
Tell him I said thank you for the ride. That was my ride to the game today.
Well, he said, I got him here. You got to get him home.
Yep. Inbound pass by Maxie, stolen by Jolly. He threw it right to him, and Jolly gets the easy lay-in. Jolly with 15 now in the lead at 14, 2:46, fourth quarter. Myers across the timeline. Myers inside the arc. Myers double team, baseline right. Brown County has timeouts if they need them. Wilburn, though, gets it. Now back to Braden Myris on the logo. Braden puts it to the deck, takes it right, and gives it off to Wilburn under 90 seconds. Wilburn, crossover dribble, near corner. It goes to Ingles, and Cropper will pick up the foul. That's his second, team's fourth. Both two free throws on common fouls by Fleming County the remainder of this one. And it's moments like this where taking away the 1+1 bonus has a huge impact, Randy.
Absolutely. But, hey, but getting the two shots, that's even better.
I don't mind the rule change whatsoever. Maris calls a timeout as he can't get the inbound pass in. Wise to use the timeout. We'll step aside. 14 the lead under 90 seconds. Fourth quarter, Round County in control here on WIBY.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Brown County out of the timeout after Myris couldn't get it inbounded. That was Braden trying to inbound. Now Gavin will go in inbound with 1:26 left, fourth quarter. Round County leading by 14. In the backcourt, Braden Myris gets the inbounds. Braden falls to the floor, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Round County as Myris almost loses it, goes to the deck, falls on it, and the timeout quickly taken. Full timeout, but we'll go ahead and just keep it right here with 1:20 left, fourth quarter. The lead at 14.
So they did have another district game in that. The Bath County girls defeated Menifee County's girls earlier this evening.
Good luck to the cheerleaders as they head off to nationals here just right around the corner. Don't know the exact date, but they have earned the right. And I'm going to make an assumption here, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong to the cheerleading faithful out there, but if I'm not mistaken, it's at Disney World, just like the college national championships is as well.
And UCA-led, just like the college.
Wow, you're just a wealth of cheerleading knowledge over there. I'm assuming someone was on the Viking Sports Extra, maybe, or Randy filled you in?
I did ask someone, but I don't remember when it was.
Look at you doing your research. 14 the lead for Round County. It will be their ball at midcourt. Gavin Myris will trigger with 80 seconds left. The Round County players all spread out and run different directions. Inbound pass to Wilburn. Now to Myris, still in the backcourt. Myris will crossover dribble at the logo and take it into the front court and be fouled, and Myris will go shoot a couple free throws. Myris, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and I don't believe in jinxes, so I'll go ahead and say it. Round County's a perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Myris get on the first. He's got 20. Wilburn has 25. Maxie will come back in. Cropper will come in for Round and Fleming County respectively. Twice I've messed that up today. Respectively. 15 the lead, and Myris makes the second to make it a 16-point lead. Minute 10, fourth quarter. Jolly takes it. Coast to coast runs over Wilburn, but they're going to call a blocking foul on the floor. So at the end of the day, the bucket won't count, and there won't be any free throws, as Wilburn will pick up his second. And Fleming County will inbound baseline right under their own bucket, trailing by 16, 109 left. Inbound pass, Cropper, 3, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Braden Myris. And Braden's going to be fouled by Hickerson, and that's just about going to do it here at Warren H. Cooper. If he makes both free throws, it will give Round County their largest lead of this contest at 18. Myers, line left, misses the first.
Did you have a chance to mention that Mason Wells had his surgery a couple days ago?
I did
his
not.
Calf. He did. I'm not sure whether he's here or not, but
Kelly is.
Yep.
Second free throw, good. Eagles will check in. Maxie will catch a breather. Fleming County inbounding. Hickerson at three-quarter court. Hickerson will cross the timeline. 1 minute left, fourth quarter, all around County. Hickerson takes it to the elbow. Back behind the arc, Cropper. Cropper, near corner, Hargett. Right wing, Jolly. The lefty penetrates, and he'll get an easy lay-in. Timeout, Buddy Biggs. Jolly had 9 in the first three quarters, 8 here in the fourth quarter. Full timeout will break as well. Round County leading by 15 here. Late fourth quarter in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
$17 for Jolly, $17 for Hargett, but barring a miracle, it doesn't look like it's going to be enough for Fleming County as Round County leads by 15. Maxie will get it into Watson. Watson's doubled. Now to Ingles at three-quarter court now. Ingles floats it over top of the Fleming County Panthers defense and gets it to Myers across the timeline. He is triple-teamed and fouled before he gets the pass off. Myers will go shoot a couple more as that foul will go on Fleming County's Logan Applegate. Two free throws upcoming for Myers, line left. 25 for Wilburn, 23 now for Myers. Jolly will check in. Myers, Braden Myers to shoot one more. This will give him 24. Knocks it down. 49 points combined between Myers and Wilburn. Jolly will bring it up the court. 35 seconds. Jolly takes it inside the arc. And we're going to have a foul on Myers. It'll be Fleming County basketball in front of their own bench. Braden's fourth. Thirty seconds left, inbound to Jolly. Jolly takes it to the left wing, picks up his dribble, shuffles it off to Hickerson, who goes baseline. Hickerson, wild shot up, no good. But he'll go to the line as he was hit across the arm. I believe Watson. Yeah, Watson will pick up the foul. Both teams will shoot the two-shot bonus the remainder of the game. Hickerson line right, free throw on the way and good. $14 now for Hickerson, $17 for Hargett. Hickerson will shoot one more. Knocks them both down. Applegate will check back in for Fleming County as they still are applying full court pressure. Round County leading by 15, 24.7 on the clock. Braden Myers gets the inbounds pass. You're not going to foul. I don't understand the full court pressure whatsoever. 18 seconds. Ingles gets it across the timeline. Ingles is going to be tied up. Possession arrow favors Round County with 14 seconds left. And Round County will inbound right in front of their own bench. Maxie will inbound. Bounces it into Wilburn. Wilburn hits a cutting Watson. Watson will lay it up and in. Count the bucket and the foul. A little icing on top of the cake. As Deshaun Watson will go to the line and shoot one. Applegate picks up the foul. And Jolly will check in for Applegate. Thought we may see it come down to the wire after that 5-0 run to end the third quarter for Fleming County, but it's been quite the opposite. Free throw up for Watson and good. Largest lead of the ball game. And Randy, this is a pretty good time to have the largest lead of the ball game.
Yep.
10.3 seconds left. Fleming County's going to walk it up.
Double figures both places. 10-point game up there, and this one's going to be 18.
Three is off. Rebound comes down to Wilburn, and Round County wins it by 18. 79-61. So Round County gets the revenge they were desiring tonight. As Round County had Wilburn with 25-24 for Braden Myris. Double figures also had Watson with 10. And Ingles himself adding 8. Round County, though, wins it comfortably here in Warren H. Cooper. We'll send it back to Owen at the station. And when we come back, we'll talk about this one and talk with Coach Sacker here on WIDY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Randy Stacy alongside, Jared Stacy with you as Round County outscored Fleming County every single quarter. 15-10, 19-18, 24-18, 21-15, and that's all around a solid performance from this Viking squad as they win 79-61 and get revenge after last week's defeat over in Flemingsburg, 61-51, as Round County was led in scoring by Colby Wilburn with 25, Braden Myers with 24, Watson had 11. Myers had a heck of a line tonight. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, whereas Wilburn, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists himself, and dishing it out the most, though, were Deshaun Watson with 7 assists to lead the Vikings in that category. 8 points for Ingles, 3 for Maxey, 3 apiece for Gavin Myers and Jace Winkleman, and a 2-point field goal for Slade White. For Fleming County, 17 apiece for Lucas Jolly and Adam Hargett, 15 for Seth Hickerson, Adam Fry added 9, Preston Proper with 3, leading rebounder for Fleming County, both Hickerson and Fry with 5, 7 assists for Lucas Jolly as Round County won this one pretty comfortably, and as the third quarter winded down, Randy, there was a 5-0 run there by Fleming County, and it really felt like it may come down to the wire if Fleming County could put together a few buckets, but way too many unforced errors from that Fleming County team, and I know you're going to talk a little bit about the turnovers when we take a look at our team statistics, and also make sure you mention our player of the game brought to you by St. Clair Healthcare.
Right, to St. Clair Healthcare, Viking player of the game. Could have been a couple of guys, but it's going to be Braden Myers. He really filled the stat line. 7 of 11 from the field, including 3 of 4 three-pointers. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. A team high 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal. Both teams shot really well in the second half, but for the game, Round County, 25 of 43, 58.1%. 13 of 25 from behind the arc, 52%. And 16 of 17, 94.1 from the free throw line. Fleming County, 22 of 49 from the field, 44.9%, but Fleming shot 55% in the second, in the second half. 10 of 22 for Fleming County from behind the arc, 45.5%, and 63.6% from the free throw line. 25-21, the rebounds, Round County's advantage. Jared mentioned 7 rebounds for Myers and 5 each for Hickerson and Fry for Fleming County. 14 fouls on Fleming County, 15 on Round County. 14 assists for Fleming County. Again, Jolly with 7. 20 assists for Round County, 7 for Watson and 6 for Myers. 16 turnovers on Fleming County, 14 Round County. 1 block shot in the game that would belong to Deshaun Watson. 8 steals for Fleming County, 5 of those for Jolly, and 8 steals for Round County, 3 of those for Gavin Myers. We're joined by Coach Sean Thacker. And Coach, after a slow start for both teams, just an all-around great performance.
Yeah, we turned it over a little bit too much there early, but, you know, we were trying to be better offensively as far as, getting paint touches and getting actions to get the ball in the paint. Their zone's really good. When you watch them on tape, I mean, no matter who it is, they do a really good job of pushing you out. It reminds me of some teams I've seen before around here. Just it was on the other side, you know, the way they play, and there's a lot of similarities now of some of the teams that we've had here in the past with the size and being able to play the zone and do those kind of things. But, you know, we did a much better job this time than we did the last time, obviously, about getting paint touches and getting the ball in the lane and being able to attack them around the rim. You know, when you think back to the last game, how many attacks around the rim did we have? 3, 4, maybe at the most.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a game full of those tonight. So, you know, credit to our kids, for doing a good job of making those adjustments we knew in December we would have to get, we'd have to get zone ready, but, you know, everybody played us, man and stuff. And, you know, when we got into that game, you know, we learned some things and, we got better from it.
We had two guys when we chose their St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game, man, they had a couple guys that were really easy, Wilburn, and then we went with Myers because the way he shot, the way he completely filled that stat line all the way across.
Yeah, you know, rebounding, and that's one of the challenges that we had for him in order for us to get better. he was going to have to rebound. You know, we were already asking him to do a lot, but I needed more. And, you know, the one area that we talked about, we get to another level when he rebounds the ball. And one of the things that we're taking a look at is you look at his offensive rebounding percentage and you look at the defensive rebounding percentage, and we're adding those together. And if we don't equal 100%, for whatever percent we're below that, we have to run a sprint. And right now, they were excited they don't have to run tomorrow. 100.6.
All right, that's hey, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, you know, we just gotta, you know, you know, something. We had to rebound the ball better, you know. And you've seen this all year. That's the best we've rebounded the ball all year. You know, as you know, because that's been Achilles' heel. When we rebound it, then you know, good things happen for us.
Well, I was traveling during the JV game. Who won the JV contest?
We won. Pretty handedly. So our JV team shot the ball extremely, extremely. They shot 50% behind the arc in the JV game. And, you know, that's a very young JV team, and, you know, very proud of how they're playing right now.
Well, you left a lot on the floor tonight. Got a big win that you absolutely had to have. And tomorrow night, it's another tough one.
Yeah, you know, Ashlyn and Boyd, my understanding, word on the headed into the locker room. They're in overtime right now, Ashlyn and Boyd tonight. So they played a rivalry game. We played one. That makes it fair tomorrow. You know, we'll have to work tonight or get up early in the morning to get our scout on. But I say that, and little Coach Thacker had already been on it today, so he's already gotten some of their stuff drawn up. But, you know, this was the one that was really important for us to get this win tonight and get into move into a first-place tie for first in our district seed race with one more to play. So that makes our Bath County game at home even more important. And we'll play a couple of games, one in region. We'll go next Tuesday to Montgomery County, very, very athletic team who knocked off Fleming County last week. So our challenges will keep coming, but I like the progression of our team, and we just continue to get better.
What's the head-to-head tiebreaker?
It goes to road wins, which if we tie, we'll have the same, so it'll go to a coin. It'll go to coin flip.
Well, and then it could. I'd hate for the RPI to, but anyway.
No. Me and Coach Biggs definitely are. I know where he stands on it because it's not a very solid barometer of where teams are. And then you know we could walk in there with double coin flips. It could happen. Menifee and.
Yeah.
And Bath split, you know, and then, you know, if we can take care of our business, you know, if Bath comes in here and gets a win and then beats Benefit, you know, there's still a lot of scenarios, but the scenario of walking into the meeting with a double coin flip for the 1-2 and the 3-4 exists. We'll worry about all that later. We got to get our kids home, get them rested. Get them ready to go. Sounds like Boyd County's in a war tonight. We were in a war tonight. We got to get them rested and get them ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
All right. That's going to wrap it up from here. I want to thank all the folks for Round County for their assistance, for Fleming County for their assistance also, and for Owen Mundy on studio controls. Tomorrow night it'll be the Vikings at Boyd County. So we're going to wrap this one up. Fleming County now 15-7 overall, 4-1 in the district. Round County 14-7, 4-1 in the district. Final score once again, Round County Vikings 79, Fleming County Panthers 61. Remind you that the Mr. Round County, Miss Round County, Weston Maxey and Destiny Utterback. And until next time, it's Randy Stacy, Jared Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.